For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I gotta really, really try my best this week. I gotta try my best this week to not go overboard, to not take what I saw this weekend and overreact. I'm going to try not to say the four words. I'm not going to say the cursed four words, you know, saying that something is back. I'm not going to say it.
Can I give you the realistic view instead of the fanboy view?
Not yet.
No. You're going to like it. You're going to like it.
Leroy.
Okay. All right. First of all, I'm going to say this.
Florida's
garbage.
Oh, okay? Yeah. That coach is so fired.
But I'm going to say this.
Woo!
Even without Reuben Bain, the way that defense got after it, and the nonchalantness of the quarterback is both frightening and exciting. First of all, yo, young Cam, get your ass out of bounds. Well, stop looking around.
Nah.
Like, go ahead on and get out.
He had two of the easiest runs on the first drive, and then he goes,
nah, that's enough.
Not for me.
So, but I'll tell you what, some of the throws he makes, there were a couple that I was like, you can go,
He was right. Gunslinger.
No. It's...
Wow.
Oh.
I did let her know that I wasn't coming in, though.
Okay. I know. It was a choice. It was a choice. Good morning, guys.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. He got me. I was grabbing something out of the other refrigerator for a road drink because everybody was telling me how bad traffic was. So at like 8:20, I was like, get ready to head out. I opened up the garage door. He said, hey, man. The traffic is so bad. So you ain't saying nothing but thing, brother.
I don't want to bore everybody my opening segment with traffic stories today because the you, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, but I want
to say it. Listen, here's all you need to say.
So bad.
Can I tell you?
Did you see those throws?
Can I tell you what you can be excited about? Right? The quarterback and the offense and defensive lines. Okay.
Oh, the trenches.
Now, I will say this. Again, I'm going to say this. Florida was garbage. But it don't matter when you play an in-state rival.
Dude, how great. Like, you look around the state right now, all right?
Oh,
you don't care.
Y'all better come on down. Come on down here, root for this team, because the other two are hot garbage.
I'm looking at the fan cams, and I'm liking what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing sad jorts in the stands, and then yesterday in Tallahassee, I'm watching them just get bulldogged by Boston College.
Say it again, by who?
Boston College making the Noles look like Swiss cheese.
Boom! Is that crazy? And I'm going to tell you, I told you, it's the same thing that terrifies me about Michigan. They lost so many guys. Like, I don't know if the guys, you know, they recruited well or what. These are all things unseen. Like, yeah. You don't know. So you always go into this new season after getting all those guys drafted going, what are we going to look like?
Frog boy.
Yes.
You got the gooseies? The Canes are back, baby! Oh,
baby, they might be back. This might actually be for realsies this time.
Oh, I don't know what just happened.
I mean, this quarterback, he's
cool and calm under pressure.
He does it effortlessly. He can make every throw. I'm like, wait a minute, was this the same guy talking trash to Shadur?
Yeah, he just was like, wow. And then this is why
you know he's a Cane. Like, he's just adopted. He's bathed in it now because he goes, Pac-12 was louder than that swamp. Ooh. I was like,
twist the knife.
That's right.
Twist it a little bit. How did the guy end up in the bushes?
Yeah.
How did the gator end up in the bushes?
Who was he covering? Restrepo. He was guarding Restrepo.
Pruning? What was going on there?
He was pruned.
I got to tell you, in the last few years, we've seen two gators block each other. And a gator in the bushes. Like, things just ain't right up there.
I mean, my God. This was...
Now, I will say, again, they took care of them, and they look dominant.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to go on a limb and say this. These are the type of performances you expect from the Canes when they're playing inferior talent. And that's what they did, right? In games like this in the past, it'd be a nail biter close or whatever, and you don't even know why. Because Florida, again, they are bad.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to be that bad.
Well, and wait, you want to make it even – I would like to know who the dummies were that said Florida would cover. Because the spread was only 2.5.
I know.
Those teams were not 2.5 points apart.
Dude, they killed that quarterback.
But it has more. I tell you what, the reason why that spread was the way it was has nothing to do with Florida. It has to do with how everybody is with Miami.
Yeah.
And that'll start changing. Right. Somebody.
But dude, like, even out
of the first tweet I saw.
Hmm?
Still not taking the knee.
I'll let it slide up 30.
In games like this, this is where you get your young guys out. Let them get some run.
I mean, a lot of people were like, well, when do you take Cam Ward? He wasn't coming out. He wasn't coming out.
You know who else was like that? Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning played every single play.
It's a very important season for this young man. You know, he kind of put his hat in the ring for pro. Apparently the returns were not great. He's not old. He's not like, you know, Bo Nix or Chris Lincoln. But if he's the guy, because there's a lot of buzz around him this weekend. I mean, he's definitely one of the stars of the weekend. And if he comes here and he does return this program to glory, they talked about this on the broadcast. So, like, Canes, last time they had a quarterback drafted in the first three rounds in the last 30 years, none. Like, right. If this guy is able to put them on his back and he's able to, I don't know, they're a very good team. I don't want to make it seem like, you know, he's playing with
defensively, bumps. Defensively, they look really good.
But if he's able to, yeah, like this is going to up his stock in a big way. I'm not coming out and, oh, I could throw up some more statistics on these Gators asses. All for it. You want a great tweet?
Sure.
This is from Brett McMurphy, college football pundit. Current ACC.
A boy or girl name.
He says, current ACC scoreboard, team suing the ACC, 0-3. Teams not suing the ACC, 15-2. Oh, man. I got to see all of my nemesis go and lose this weekend. It was great.
And can I say what topped the week off? The NIL Bowl. That was beautiful.
Oh, that was great.
Like, dude, he's got to back off of this, right?
I don't know.
I
don't know what the pressure cooker is like in Clemson right now. I got to imagine, you know, you would think two national championships has you there for life, but
no. Are you what?
But you never know. Yeah, I don't know.
What? I mean, didn't keep Bill Belichick around. Didn't keep Nick Saban around. Well, Nick Saban retired.
Nick Saban retired, yeah.
And
he looks thrilled sitting next to Pat McAfee, by the way.
What about guys like Mack Brown at Texas? You ain't been back to that since
he
left.
Two? Two feels like it's got to lock you in.
No, dude, you'd be amazed. Dude, that's why we get into arguments over fan versus just a regular person.
I loved it so much.
Because you get caught up in all that. Like, these teams, you don't get a pass for that. Man. Like, we sitting here, think about this. Two don't give you a pass. Because they're gonna run him out of there, right? If they're struggling. But guess who we give a pass to?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's a long time ago.
Always comes back to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it does.
It always comes back to Aaron Rodgers.
It does.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
No, you really hate
it. I don't hate. I think Aaron Rodgers is one of the best players to ever play the position.
Dade South says, "Won't back down" is the U song now. Yeah, that's right. They go in there petty. They steal Tom Petty.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the saddest Tom Petty I've ever seen. Yeah. Bunch of... this was great. That was a big recruiting weekend for Florida. They put all of them, for some reason, was it the visiting tunnel?
But I don't know. They made their way over there, though.
The Canes made their way. The Canes made their way over to all of the Gators recruits and stole them.
Oh, that's
y'all better not go there, Leroy. As a recruit, that would be on a trip. You see a rival. You're at, you know, Michigan, Ohio State. Ohio State mollywops Michigan and then goes to the end zone. Are you considering whether or not you should go there?
Well, here's the crazy thing with me. I only went on a recruiting trip to one game. Or two. Let me say two games. I went to an LSU game and an Illinois game. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I took a trip to Illinois was because one of the coaches went to high school with my mom and dad, and they conned me into going up there.
They tricked you.
Yeah, but it was packed. But it was packed.
You're way too
good. So, you know, you think about it. I played in front of like 15, 20,000 in high school. Not like these bums in Florida. Oh, right? Wow. Well, no. Let me tell you something. They had a national televised game right around the corner from my house, and I drove by it. Because it was 1,000 people in the stands. I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's
I don't want to hear it.
You had Carl Weathers at your school. Of course there's going to be a lot of people.
So, but when I saw like they had like 65,000 people, right? I was like, Mom, this is awesome.
Whew.
And when I took a trip to Michigan, it was no football. So I just stood in the stadium. I'm like, big stadium, how many you get? Like, I had no idea.
You guys draw well? Let me tell you something, man. You guys better pack that building this weekend for the Canes and FAMU. I know it's FAMU, but by the way, I didn't know FAMU's like on a huge winning streak.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they got a good quarterback or something.
Yeah, they won the HBCU championship last year. Had no idea until Mario said that yesterday. I was like, oh, I don't know. So the rap.
Hey.
I don't know if the band is coming.
Let me tell you something. No, that's Bethune. Bethune questioned bringing the band because of the speakers and the nonsense. They say, these fans ain't here for the football team. They here for us. Which is not entirely false.
But, yeah, I hope it's a great atmosphere because that was a hell of a show. This Canes season, it looks like it's going to be fun, man. That was an unbelievable goosey-filled weekend.
It started off really good. The one thing that you need to see during the course of the year, how do we respond to adversity? And Smeathan said it right. didn't really run the ball that well.
I mean, they had like 150 rushing yards as a team.
But, yeah, but, I mean, keep in mind, 40 of that came from your quarterback.
Martinez ran over a dude.
Oh, yeah. Killed him.
Okay, that's a big picture, dude.
Headbutt him.
I just looked at a
if you're dominant up front, go look at all the teams who were dominant up front, what they ran for, even if their quarterback was awesome. That's all I'm saying. It might just be, hey, we were going with what we winning with. But I just keep a little side, you know, a little boop. Let's see how we run it against, you know, the big boys.
We'll take a break here. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. We'll relive a little bit of the memories of yesterday with Josie's calls from the win. We'll get the Gooseys, the Dolphins. They start football this week. Lots to get to. It is a game week. It is a winning Tuesday after a long holiday weekend. Back with more after this.
Miami and Florida, 57th meeting. The 2024 season is on from Gainesville. And away we go. Second down and goal. Those four under 7 minutes to go. Ball at the Gator 9. Ward to throw. Looks left. Throws it underneath. They have caught. At the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Miami. Cam McCormick. And Miami has liftoff. The Hurricanes score first.
Gooseys.
Second and goal. Ward goes under center. Left foot behind the right foot. Takes the snap. Here's the handoff. Fletcher goes left side. Gets a block from Brown. He's at the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Mark Fletcher. He's alive and kicking. And Miami with 6:41 to go has a 16-3 lead over the Florida Gators in Gainesville.
Gooseys.
Ward looks left, down the middle, fires, got a Restrepo, into the end zone, touchdown! What a throw by Cam Ward to Xavier Restrepo for the touchdown! Another big moment, it's their big moment, Ward and Restrepo. Ward looking over the Gators defense, here's the snap, he looks, pressure, spins out of it, looking to the left side, he might run, no, he fires, end zone, it's gone! It's caught for a touchdown, it's to Colby George! On the back line of the end zone. A big moment for Ward and George. Touchdown, Miami. Another moment of magic. My goodness gracious. There's delight for Miami and devastation for the Gators. Miami 37 and the Gators 10.
That's good.
Woo!
Oosies. What a weekend, dude.
We're back, dude.
Joe Zagacki on the call there. Cam Ward, 385 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Xavier Restrepo, 7 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Should have had a touchdown pass also, by the way. Should have had a touchdown pass, too. Restrepo was awesome in that game.
Tore a guy's ACL, too, with the spin move.
What's that, dude?
He tore a guy's ACL with the spin move.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing. That throw, that can't win, ballsy. Ballsy.
Absolutely.
What a performance yesterday by the Canes. And yes, I think Schmeathen said Cam McCormick. He did go to high school with Leroy and Darnell Weathers. Come on. 9 years.
Nine years.
Pretty good. Touchdown.
I was telling somebody, he had more injuries in his 9-year college career than I had ever in football.
That's saying something.
Right.
What a weekend. It was a fun time.
Smitha said we can also laugh at TVD.
Oh, the Badgers fans hate him.
Already?
Oh, they're already rats off a ship. Yep.
Really? Was he terrible?
Yeah, he wasn't good. You know, they kind of had like one of those lethargic wins. Who do they play? They played the Idaho something. They played one of those, supposed to be a warm up, and they got a little bit more than they could handle from them.
Wow.
They won, but you know.
Isn't college is the only sport where you can't just win.
No, you got to have style points, dude. Yeah. You didn't feel that weekend? You got a little tussle with Fresno?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Told you I felt the same way about Michigan that I felt about Florida State with all the guys lost. I'm just a little, you know, who's going to replace it? I tell you what, I hate to say it. That's the worst offensive line I've seen at Michigan in 10 years.
Wow, really?
Yes. Hmm. Now, I don't, and here's what sucks. When you say something like that from your school, I don't want to take away from San Jose State, right? Or is it Fresno State? Or
Fresno State, yes.
Fresno. I don't want to take away from Fresno State because they were really good up front. But were they really good up front because Michigan was terrible or because they have a really good front? So, like, I'm going to reserve a little bit of my but we'll find out this week.
What we should really not reserve is how right I was, by the way, because I've been – I got to tell you.
About what?
Well, speaking of school, maybe I should go back and be a scientist because I've been on with the science, and a clip that has been provided to us by one Dade South has from the Mario Cristobal show discussing how when the Canes got off the bus in Gainesville, they realized the weather not so bad up here. We're used to harsher conditions.
Wait a minute.
As I was saying in the lead up.
Wait a minute.
Little different. Hold on.
Nostradamus. We all thought that.
No, dude. You and Vlad gave me the business for two straight hours about what an idiot I was.
We gave you the business because it sounds stupid that you would come from South Florida and worry about weather in North Florida.
Ridiculous.
That's stupid.
No. I said they should be worried because the Canes are coming in better conditioned because they trained in harsher conditions.
Well, yes.
You're like, nah, not really. Not really. Samesies.
No, I didn't say snamesies.
Oh, dude. What?
What? Here's what I said.
J-Fig, am I not crazy here? Did these guys not laugh me off the show?
It's stupid to say somebody else in Florida.
Half the show, for sure.
Wait. It's stupid to think that somebody's going to have a weather advantage and you're both from Florida. That's asinine.
It's not asinine. In fact, they even said, here's the clip. Here's Mario Cristobal. You tell me that is asinine because it sounds pretty genius to me.
Well, you keep in mind, think about you're getting your advice from a guy with a clock coat. So let's hold on a second.
Practicing in the noise, the way that we set it up here at our place and creating that type of environment. The weather down here, it's actually, when we got off the plane, our sports science, you know, Doc Rennigan, he hit me up right away. He's like, you know, it's 20% less humid up here than it is down in Miami, you know. So he had done a lot. Him and Coach Feld did a great job with our players.
Less humid.
The whole argument was
from now on,
I will refrain from commenting on your dumbass theories.
Maybe you should be the guy from the
Weather
Flex.
It's stupid to say one team has an advantage over another one and you're both in Florida.
His sports scientist said so.
Okay, great. His sports scientist also told him to take a knee.
No, that's
it's my ass.
That's the clock guy.
No. Like, we can get the hell up. Now we got sports scientist guys. Are you falling for this?
This is ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you had the backing of somebody like this after I laughed at you, you would be hounding me.
Because none of my comments are so unbelievable that I need support.
To be honest, the way that you were presenting it last week, you weren't really helping yourself.
No, I think I nailed it.
You're making it a lot more sillier to take it serious, you know? Yeah.
This is ridiculous. You know, every time I am right, you guys poke holes into how right I was.
You know what? Here's the crazy thing about it. We do a show
on Thursday. And you're sipping on a sippy cup.
we do a show on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And by the time Monday comes, you almost have to replay the whole show for you to get a full a reality of what you actually said and how you said it.
I know what I said.
No, you know.
I know what I said.
It never.
All I said was.
2 days later, you go, see, I was right.
No, all I'm saying is South Florida heat is different to Gainesville heat. It's different. It's just different. It's not that it's not hot up there, but it's different.
But the whole point was they're playing up there.
Yeah, but it's your go. When you go from. It's like when you train at altitude, Big Bear. You come down. I got a little bit more conditioning. When you train in the real soup of South Florida, even if you call your building an alleged swamp, which it is not, by the way, then you're coming in with better condition. Science.
And so science, where's the cutoff?
Hard to say. He said 20%.
Because I got to tell you. It's quite humid in states like Louisiana and Georgia.
Does it compare to here?
It's humid as hell there too. Right. Yes. Yes. What? Jennifer.
Does it compare to here?
New Orleans is below sea level. So that means a 5 second rain creates a steam unlike any other place in the world. Right. So I'm just saying, like, if you think that was a reason why the Canes won. Because of the 20% humidity difference, then all right.
I didn't say that it was a reason they won. I'm just saying the coach said it. You know,
it was acknowledged.
There's a lot of things.
Nah, coach said it. You know,
just oh my goodness, that
nothing makes look at this guy. Nothing makes him more irritable than when I get backed up by science.
You're not getting
practicing in the noise the way that we set it up here at our place and creating that type of environment. The weather down here, it's actually when we got off the plane, our sports science, you know, Doc Rennigan,
he hit me up right away. He's like, credit, you know, it's by putting a name on the guy that said it. Not him.
So
he had done a lot. Him and Coach Feld did a great job with our players.
Oh, so Coach Feld, the mustachioed strength coach, also part of the science.
All the science was stay hydrated, champ. That's it. Like, get the hell out of here. Like, dude, it's hot everywhere.
No, not like this, though, dude. You would have to admit it's different. It's different.
All right.
It's different. Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Well, I'm into science.
Yes, sir. Slip and slide records.
Join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. By the way, yesterday, shout out to the Jason Taylor Foundation. Yesterday, Leo and I were at the back-to-school event for that. Also there, a beater of science. Jalen Phillips.
Whoa. How'd he look? Did you watch him?
Good.
Oh, he looked incredible.
Yeah.
He looked handsome.
Did you challenge talk to him?
Come on. Like, I mean,
I did.
Details.
Did you tell
Leroy
him?
Was
off,
Leroy was hobnobbing.
He's a hobnobber. Wow. I'm not it's what he does.
Hey.
What'd you learn?
Huh? No, he's a good dude.
We knew that. Did he tell you how he beat science? Was he explaining how he was able to beat science?
No. I don't hear.
Did you ask him if he'd be ready for week one?
You know why I don't ask about injuries?
Injury updates,
Leroy. What do you got?
No,
No.
You know, I never ask people about injuries.
Hmm? What's the point of hobnobbing?
You never going to get a science. Real answer.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but if you ask somebody, hey, how'd you beat science? You'll get an answer.
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
you get deep.
Sir, can you explain to me how you beat science? Like, come on. No. Someone's going to answer that. No.
I always feel bad going to this event, though, because I end up being a celebrity and some kid ends up with Jalen Phillips and the other one ends up with a peacock pirate.
Didn't that happen to you last year? Right.
Yes.
And you know what? You know what? I was the last person in line because the young lady I was with, you know, they did something new, which is kudos. They had sizes. You got the little paper.
Yeah, with that was good.
She looked over at the paper and go, that ain't right. And she was a tweener. So she wears either 00 or extra large girls.
Mm.
Right, she's in between, but the extra large is too short. So it was like, oh, we went through everything.
I love how you had to be stuck in that situation.
Man, so it was all closed.
Oh, no, but I was
it had to be you like, out of all people.
I was like, man. I was going, hey, doesn't that dip a little bit low? What you accessorizing that with?
Accessorizing?
I got a daughter about your age.
Going into dad mode immediately.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh,
well, I'll tell you, you want to talk about feeling like a third wheel. They paired us up with a heat dancer, and you want to talk about who wants me around less than a 13-year-old with a heat dancer who's like, hey, guy with the calculator, hit the bricks.
He's like, why don't you see if you can find me something over there?
Hey, hey, I figure if we don't use the calculator, we get done quicker.
I didn't use the calculator
because some of it's sale price, some of it's so you know. You know.
Once I got to the pants and like, oh, the pants 30% off, but these aren't. I'm like, you know what?
Hey, you know what I did? I took the bag and went, yep, that seems about right. Let's go get in line.
You did all that.
Yeah,
it's a great event. Shout out to Seth. It was their 20th year.
All my friends.
20th, well, impressive.
20th year doing it. So a great job by the Jason Taylor Foundation and their back to school event.
And that's what I get to see all my friends.
Saw Jax.
Jax.
Oh, nice.
Looks like he's ready for the season.
Nobody wants to invite your boy. You know, me and Jay Fig were here, readily available if anyone wants to. I mean, they got Tobin over there. I mean,
at least we know how to shop too, right?
They had heat dancers.
We could have been the dancers.
They don't want no frog boy.
Heat
huh?
dancers, the heat, da- the wait, heat dancers, Dolphins, FAU.
That St. Thomas was there.
St. Thomas was there.
They don't really like us, man.
Right.
Don't tell me Solano was there. I'd be pissed if you tell me Solano
was not there.
Oh, okay. Never.
I got into it with one of the guys. You know, I like for some reason one of the players came up to me. He was like, "What college you go to?" Like thinking of that, I went to Michigan. He goes, "Well, you know, why are you?" I said, "Well, I know a lot of these guys in here."
Mm. Wait, like so one of the FAU players?
I don't know what it was, FAU or whatever. He was like, "Well, how long did you play?" I said, 10 years. Oh.
3 rolls.
I was in
Pro Bowl 50.
Well, because keep in mind, I was done playing before they were born.
Yeah.
Which is crazy in itself.
You're an OG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
would you want a young fella to call you an OG or is that like
I don't you know what? Yeah. I learned a long time ago and I tell kids this all the time. Right? You come over to the house, I said, what you call me is not respect. Respect is how we have a conversation, how you treat my house, and how you treat the people in my house. That's respect. If you think you only respected me by calling me Mr. Horde, you're wrong. That's what I tell the kids.
You gotta earn it.
Yeah.
It's not even earning it. But it's that's not respect.
Schmieden says Leroy is an OG. Marcos is an FROG.
Point for Twitcher.
Oh, man.
What are we doing?
There's a new term for that, by the way. Now Leroy is no longer an OG. He's just unk status. You're just an unk now.
Unk,
yeah.
Did Shannon Sharp make that a thing?
Apparently everyone's. You're on unk status. This guy.
We made it though. It's an NFL week, baby. Week one.
We made it.
And not only that, we get a Thursday. We get Thursday and Friday.
And Friday.
From Brazil.
Ooh, that Friday one going to be tough for me.
You're going to be trapped. Well, you got, you put it on the plane.
True.
If I can, yeah. I'm going to see. Well, here's my plan. So I'm leaving. I fly out at 9 at night. I get there at 12. I got to then bounce up at about 7 and drive to Michigan, right? Then I'm going to come back. We're going to eat, meet up with Burn and whatever. Eat, then go get some sleep, get up in the morning, right? Now I got the game recorded. So I'm going to bring my iPad because I can get DirecTV on my iPad. Then when I get back to the hotel Sunday, I'm going to watch the Dolphins game. And then I'm going to fly out at 5:45 in the morning. I'm going to get in the Miami, and I'm going to go to work.
You're going to – oh, man. You don't want to take a day off?
No, why? That's I got to drive by the building.
All right.
Oh, you're coming in. Nice.
Straight from the airport.
Wait, you're landing. You said you're landing in Miami, right?
It'll be one of those days where I'll bring in something for Leroy to have ready to eat because I know that all he can think about after that traveling is
I mean, there is a half moon in Miami airport.
I'm guessing
true
that I will be able to sleep, you know what I'm saying, on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you see, like, they're telling all the players, like, hey, don't in the Brazil game, like, don't leave your hotel room. And if I was a player, I'd be like, hey, what?
I'm leaving my hotel.
We're used to it. It's no big deal. It's not as big of a deal as you think.
I know that. Well, I know with UFC, they do a lot of cards in Brazil. They always say, hey, don't leave the resort. Don't go out at night.
Yeah. But that's we're like when we travel to games, we don't usually go anywhere. So it's not like you're going out on a limb by telling the players don't leave the hotel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and if you just end up at Horny Sundays after game 2 of the NBA Finals, you know, it just happens to happen sometimes.
Basketball's different.
Wink.
Basketball's different, though.
So you think they'll probably be like, I wonder if they have to have like do like a week of stuff there, you know, like the British, the England game.
No, because it's a regular week.
Are they there already? They have to be there already, right?
No. Hell no.
What?
They're going.
It's on Friday.
How long's the flight?
To Brazil? I have no idea. They're coming from Philadelphia and Green Bay.
Which one's further? I don't know geography.
Green Bay, I'm guessing.
So Wisconsin to Brazil? No way there's a direct flight there.
No, they charter a flight, jackass.
14 hours.
So they'll probably leave...
He said they're trying to reflect, jackass.
Dude, when before all of the like the issues with security, when I was in Cleveland, we would park in our own lot and just walk on the plane.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you didn't have to go. Now, when I got to Minnesota, we had to go through the airport. And then we left at the same gate. Same time.
Are you looking forward to more this weekend? Are you looking forward to more going to the Michigan game or going to the Cowboys Browns game?
Why did we have to have this game this year? Right after, you know what I mean? Because I know.
Oh, so you're nervous about the Texas game.
Yeah.
What do they win by this weekend? A lot.
They're like a touchdown. They're like 8-point favorites.
Oh my God, 52-0
at Michigan.
That's crazy. Well, that's got to be a long time since that's happened.
No, I can't remember. The only team that I could ever think would even be close to that is Ohio State when they were, you know, going to the championship games and stuff like that. That's the only team I could think of, and even then, it wasn't a blowout, right? But just coming in being that big of a favorite, I can't remember being more than a 8-point favorite ever.
Texas, huh? Still not starting Arch Manning.
He played and he looked good. Oh my goodness.
He got a little action though.
He got a little action. He looked good.
5 for 6, 95 yards and a touchdown.
But you know what's crazy?
Get him on the field.
the thing I appreciate about what he's doing, what a lot of quarterbacks wouldn't, is wait their turn.
Oh yeah, he would. Most quarterbacks would have hightailed it out of there,
right? And I think that probably goes from, you know, his family saying, "Listen, if you go there, you know you're not going to play right away," which is not a terrible thing, you know. So,
well,
he looked good
for the Dolphins. They have the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. We'll get into this matchup. Mike McDaniel speaking on it and what they got to look out for in
block
week
out
one.
The next hour.
Take a break. Our Tua is next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.